You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A new HBO documentary titled Foster takes a critical look into the child welfare system here in our country by following people who are making a crucial difference in the lives of children and families. The Los Angeles Times calls the documentary disturbingly accurate in explaining the problems of child welfare agencies. So what are the solutions for the almost 2,000 children who currently are in the foster care system here in Idaho? And what can we all do to make a difference in their lives? Joining me live in studio to talk more about this and the foster care system here in our state, and also tell us about how you can actually see this film for free, is Michelle Bass. She is a social worker and family developer with the Casey Family Programs, as well as Monique Layton, recruitment coordinator with Fostering Idaho. Both of you, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
You know, this is something we don't often talk about, is the foster care system, but yet we all seem to know of someone who has, you know, been in it or you know, had something to do with it. And Michelle, I want to start with you, because talk to us first off about what Casey Family Programs is. What does your organization do?
Okay. Casey Family Programs is the nation's largest operating foundation focused on safely reducing the need for foster care and building communities of hope for children and families across America. We work with older youth that's in foster care, so 11 to 18, and then we work with those that are aging out of care, 18 to 26. And we are a permanency agency, so we're really focusing on connecting the youth with their people, and also education and employment, and just building those life skills.
Because part of the issue is that people want to foster babies. I mean, that goes, I mean, we hear that time and time again. But as you said, a lot of these kiddos end up at 11, 12, 16 years old, not having a family. So is this part of like what you do in particular, Michelle, is looking at those kids?
Yes, that is our main focus. We do have some that are younger that maybe are part of a sibling group. But really, we do focus on that older youth because a lot of times, their time is ticking. They don't have very much time before they're aging out of care, and we really want to connect them to family, because I think all of us in this room can say that I need my people. And they need for those supports, and you know, even where to go in the holidays. Like, just really thinking about when I was 18, I wasn't ready to do everything on my own. So really being able to provide a support to the to that age group specifically is a need. And in my role, I'm also I recruit and train and support foster parents, but also birth families and kinship providers.
So, Monique, this idea of you are a recruitment coordinator. So is part of that finding families for these older kids?
Yes, it's actually recruiting for families for kids of all ages.
Right.
So we are looking for general foster care families that can provide care for kids that are 0 to 18 years old. And also for those families that want to help kids that are beyond 18, we refer them on. There's an independent living program that Michelle's group and Health and Welfare actively participate in to be that place that kids can have a safety net around them as they go into young adulthood.
I didn't even know something like that existed.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this in Idaho.
Yes.
And how does that relate to do other states have programs like that? Because I've heard so many times about you're 18 and you're kind of left on your own, but there has to be this need.
Yes, and there are different programs throughout the country. I know that Casey Family Programs really focuses on that age group because there tends to be a gap in the services, and really trying to fill that and help support families and the youth and our community.
What would you say are the biggest obstacles facing social workers here in our state when it comes to foster care? I mean, both of you just look
how
at each
much
other
time
in your
do you
eye.
Have?
I know. Apparently not enough. But what do you think was probably, when we talk about the foster care system?
Well, you have some numbers that might help kind of highlight some of the work that is being done.
Right. So maybe we'll take a step back and look at the number of kids that are just locally here in foster care. And it kind of helps paint a picture of what the need is for foster families. And then that correlates to the stress maybe that our child welfare workers feel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there is a shortage of foster families in the Treasure Valley. So statewide, there's over 1,800 kids that are in foster care. Half of those are here in Region 3 and 4.
So that's the Treasure Valley.
Treasure Valley, mm-hmm. and then the greater surrounding area. So that's a lot of kids that are in foster care. And the child welfare workers here, they work really hard to place those kids in kind, loving, caring homes. But truth be told, there's just not enough foster homes currently to meet the need of the number of kids that are entering foster care. So that's probably, you know, one of the difficulties. You know, one of the things that I think is a real plus in Idaho, when we look at the numbers of kids that are in care and where they're placed, about half of those are placed in relative or fictive kin, which is close family, friends, or people who know the kids prior to entering care. They're placed with relatives or fictive kin, which is really, you know, kudos to Idaho for the job that child welfare workers are doing in finding those people early on in the case and being able to place kids with them.
I'm speaking with Michelle Bass. She is a social worker and a family family developer with the Casey Family Programs. You guys have long titles. and Monique Layton, she is a recruitment coordinator with Fostering Idaho. We're talking about the foster care system here in our state, something that we just really don't have a lot of conversations around, I think. But also there is an HBO documentary called Fostered that has come out. It's gotten critical acclaim. Because as I said in the intro to this, I mean, the Los Angeles Times said it was disturbingly accurate. And just to give people an idea of the film, it follows, part of it is that it follows a new mom. Her name is Rayanne.
Yes.
While she is still in the hospital after having her baby, she tests positive for cocaine. So the baby then goes into foster care. This baby, fortunately, her father steps up, which doesn't always happen. So she is placed in his care. But getting back to the mother testing positive for drugs, is that something that we see here in Idaho often with some of our foster care situations?
Yes. And to, I watched the documentary, and all of the stories that they followed are very familiar. Many of the stories, it was set in L.A. County, and every story that is in the documentary, you could say happened here in Idaho. So that it is very accurate to the current situations that can happen within the foster care system. And then also a lot of the positive things that can come out of the foster care system and those that are involved.
And talk about that a little bit, because I think sometimes we hear the horror stories, right? And we hear this baby was born addicted. But we don't hear anything beyond that. You have to have good outcomes that happen in what you do.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely we do. And so by coming to the film, they'll see stories, you know, that kind of gives the backdrop to that. But we do know success stories where maybe families have had crisis that have brought their kids into care, and then workers from health and welfare help them develop a case plan to identify, you know, what did bring this child into care, and what services and help does the family need to have the child return home safely? And those success stories are there. Idaho has a very high reunification rate for kids to successfully return back home to their birth families.
And one thing that I like about the film is that it explores the extensive network of individuals who work on a given case. So it's not just the social worker. There's also peer advocates, attorneys, judges, probation officers, healthcare workers. There's so many more, lots of different community members that basically surround this family to help them be able to reunify. And one of the great things about the screening that we're going to have is we're also going to have a panel where we'll be able to hear from some of the people that are locally helping in the foster care system or have been impacted by the foster care system. And then we will offer ways that the community can get involved.
Because that's a huge part of it. So was
huge.
So was this one of the reasons to bring the film here and for free? So people can come and see this documentary and then the idea of this panel. But I mean, there are things that people can do on small to large levels when it comes to helping. I mean, there's CASA, but then there is probably even just financial help for these kids that are, you know, aging out of the system, I would think.
There's a lot of ways that we can that the community can help. Of course, the first is becoming a foster parent, and I think a lot of times, both Monique and I run up against, you know, there's lots of myths about what you can and can't do to be able to be a foster parent. Like, you can be single, you can have an apartment, you don't have to be married, or you need to be retired or working. Your sexual orientation or your religion or race has nothing to do with whether or not you would be able to provide a safe and loving home. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the Guardian Ad Litem program, where they have volunteers who will help in the court system. There's Office Moms and Dads, tutoring, job shadows, mentoring. Boise Angels is another program. And even just being a neighbor, making, you know, checking in on,
right,
on you know, if you notice something. A lot of times we work, we come home, we close our garage doors, and we don't interact with each other. So
I have to wrap you up, but very quickly, when and where is the event?
The first event is on September 10th, and that will be at the Boise State University Special Events Center from 6 to 9. And then on September 16th at the Nampa Civic Center from 6 to 9. And we will have the panel afterwards and some tables with different resources.
I have got to wrap you up.
All right.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. You've been listening to Idaho Matters. Thank you to my guests for talking about the foster care system here in Idaho. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Tuesday. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.